Thank you for holding. Is this Brandon?
Yes, sir, it is.
Hey, Brandon. My name's John. I'm one of the directors here at Local Splash. How you doing today?
Doing well. Yourself?
Yeah, so far so good. It's been a pretty busy morning. I understand you were having a brief... Yeah, I'd rather be too busy than not busy enough, you know?
Yes, sir.
But I know you were speaking with my representative, Tara. Did she do a good job explaining why we were giving you a call today?
Yes, sir, she did.
Okay. She asked me to hop on the line to go over the pricing and some details with you.
That's something I'm very interested in there, you know. I was telling her I'm small, just starting out, so pricing is always a issue.
Yeah. No, I'll definitely be able to help you with the pricing structures. Usually they don't ask me to get involved unless they're requesting a credit that they can't approve themselves, you know?
Okay, I understand that.
Yeah, I'll definitely do the best I can to try and make it fit for you. But before I dive into the pricing, did you have any questions for me in regards to our services?
No, she was explaining that basically whenever you search for a handyman in the area, whoever's in the number one spot basically pops up with the other handyman in the area or the services that you're looking for.
Exactly.
She explained that part very well.
Yeah, there's a little map that pops up, and then there's three of you there. So that's actually the major benefit to you in all this, is that we even have a position available for handymen in this area. Because you do that search, there's only three, but we only have one position available within our company today, and we're actively looking to fill it. We're going down the qualified candidates list of the handyman. Once we fill that spot, we close out the category, meaning we can't work with anybody else in the area that does handyman services. Does that make sense?
Okay. Yes, sir, it does.
Okay. And just to kind of put things into perspective so you can get an idea on what to expect, in the last 30 days, there's been 1,812 searches for handyman in this area.
Wow.
Yeah. So that's it's about a 35-mile radius around you, but we're not saying that you're going to get, you know, 1,812 phone calls or anything like that, right?
Right.
Google doesn't want us to, like, guarantee you you're going to get 100 clients from it, right? But 87% of searches that are done on the Google search engine don't go past the first page, which is where we're placing you, right?
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, I mean, we're basically talking about putting you where 9 out of 10 buying decisions are going to be made in your industry or category of handyman. So I'm sure you'd like to capitalize on a percentage of those searches, right?
Yes, sir, I would.
All right. So here's how this works. Everything's month to month, okay? It's on a flat rate, okay? You don't have to sign any kind of long-term contract or anything like that. You don't have to pay per lead or click or call, okay? It's not one of those services where we charge you per lead. We don't do that, okay? It's just one flat monthly rate. Now, normally, the pricing structure for the handyman category, and this is a package deal, by the way, so it includes the website as well and all the other online listings like Yelp and Yellow Pages and Thumbtack and you're on Bing. But normally, it's $4.99 on a month-to-month basis. With the discount that my representative requested for you, the new in business credit, I'd be willing to reduce the cost down to just $2.99. If you come on board with us today. So that'll lock you in at $299. Now normally there's a setup fee of $99 involved in order for us to get like the domain name for your website and then we build the site for you and have that attached. I'd also waive the setup fee for you too. So we'll include the website completely free of cost. So it would just be the $299 out the door. Okay.
$299 out the door.
Yep, and that'll cover your entire first month of service. So you're all covered up until October 25th. There's no other bills. Now, I did see you have some other things online, like Home Advisor by Angie.
Yes, sir.
I've worked with a lot of people who have used that service in the past, and they always tell me they like being on the first page of Google and just letting people call them directly. So I think...
Yeah, that's what I'm looking at, is trying to move away from Angie's.
Okay, well, there's no better way to do it than to list yourself independently, you know, on that first page. The customers just be able to call you directly, and that'll eliminate a lot of your headaches there. The problem everybody has
with your service,
Oh, sorry, go ahead.
With your service, you're telling me there's no lease.
Right.
Right, each month.
Correct. So it's just okay. $299. There's no other charges.
Okay. Yeah, I think I'd be willing to do that.
Yeah, you'll love it. If you could do anything with those leads that are going to five or six other guys, imagine what it's like when somebody calls you directly. They already looked you up, looked up your reviews, saw your site, and gave you a ring. They're basically ready to go. So I'm going to create your
okay.
Google business profile. You only got to do this one time for as long as you own your business. So even if you leave our services later, you'll still have a Google business profile with all your reviews and everything, and you'll be a Google verified business. But what they're going to do is they're going to send a postcard to you in the mail. That's how you get that little red dot on the map there, kind of indicating where you are. Now, I can hide your address. You don't have to have it displayed because you're going to them. They're not coming to you. But what's the street address that I could send that postcard to? You said 776 Groundhog Branch Road?
If you would like to send it to a P.O. box, then I can do that also.
Well, the P.O. box, you know, the post office is already registered with Google as a business, so people can get directions to them. So they already have their own profile there. So you have to actually use your street address, but I'll hide the street address so you don't have to worry about
okay.
anybody seeing it. It'll still say Bradshaw, West Virginia, and it'll have the 24817 on there, but the actual street address I'll have hidden.
Okay, that sounds good to me. Yeah, it's the 776 Groundhog Branch Road,
okay.
24850.
Oh, it's 24850.
Is it listed as 24817?
Yeah, it came up on Google as 24817 for you.
That'd be fine. The way the place I live is, it's right between two unincorporated towns,
mm-hmm.
and it falls pretty much in either Bradshaw or Jolo. If it's listed as Bradshaw, that's perfectly fine.
Yeah, it's listed as Bradshaw 24817 on Google Maps.
Yeah, that's fine. That'll work out just fine.
Okay, there's that postcard. It's going to say Google on it. It'll say Brandon Handyman Services on it as well. But there's a little five-digit number on the back of it that I need from you when it comes in the mail. Okay?
Yes, sir.
All right. And what's your last name, Brandon?
McClanahan.
Okay. Can you spell that for me?
M as in Mike, CC as in Charlie,
mm-hmm.
LA N-A-H-A-N.
Ah, I almost had it right. I put an I in between the N and the H. Okay. All right. And then your business email address where I could send everything in writing?
Not for sure what she's got it listed as. My wife, she acts as my secretary in my account, and I don't know what she listed her email as. Give me just a second. I'll send her a message and find out.
Okay, yeah, because I'm going to send you the receipt there, and you could write this off and get it back that way, too. It's considered a business expense.
Okay.
Yeah. So you just add it to the write-offs, and then you'll get it back that way and with the customers that it brings in for you. So win-win.
Yeah, that's really nice.
Yeah. They kind of do things like that for some – I feel like – the country does kind of incentivize our capitalist nature. The business owners are the only ones who get any kind of tax break if you do the diligence and write everything off, you know?
Yes, sir.
All right. And then, so while we're waiting for her, I'll set up your hours of operation. How do you want the hours of operation for the business listed?
It's due from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday.
Okay. And you want the weekends open as well, or you want them closed?
I would like to leave them closed at the moment.
Okay. If anything changes, you could always swap it out. I'll send you my direct number and extension. You can just give me a shout, and I'll switch it for you.
Okay.
I'll text that over to you now. And do you have a logo for the business yet? Do you know if the missus has created one, or do you got photos of working in the past?
Yeah, I've got some photos and stuff, but she's got a little business card she made up, basically just a guy with a tool belt on the front of it.
Okay, yeah. Have her send this in. I'm going to send you the email address to photos@localsplash.com. And have her send as many photos as you can, too. You know, we want to build a portfolio on your website to kind of give people a general idea. Obviously, we're going to have you listed for up to 15 different services at a time. You're not just going to be on the first page for handyman. But we'll go over that during the client interview. But I want to make sure the website also has detail on everything you do. So that way, we're not limiting you or missing any opportunities. Yeah.
It might take her just a minute. She's at work herself. So, since she gets a break, she'll send me that information over.
Okay. You know, I wasn't going to...
My personal email, if you'd like.
Yeah, we can use that, and I could always change it later.
Okay. That'd be GMS.
Okay. GMS.
Brandon M.
Brandon M.
@gmail.com.
Yeah, I was hesitant to apply the discounted pricing structure to the listing, but I saw on some of your online profiles that you're a veteran, and so
yes, sir, I am.
I just went ahead.
I appreciate that.
Through. Yeah, I come from a family of veterans. I think I'm like the only guy that didn't.
Well, ain't nothing wrong with that. I mean,
yeah, you know, I tell my older brother. I'm like, hey, I don't have a problem sleeping at night. And he's like, yeah, rub it in.
Yeah, rub it in for sure.
Yeah, he went to Iraq and Afghanistan from 2010 to 2016. So he's got some sleep issues he's dealing with.
Right.
Yeah.
I didn't get to go to either one. My brother, he spent a lot of time in Iraq. And I got a lot of other family that's been in Afghanistan, a lot of stuff like that.
Yeah, and my dad didn't have to do anything. My grandfather was Eisenhower's driver. He was Secret Service.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, but my brother, he went to Iraq and Afghanistan. He was a 1st Infantry, I think it was 26. He was a Tomahawk, and he was an Army Ranger. And I guess their group is pretty well known. They're going through some mess, but he got medically discharged. And their vehicle got blown up, and he was okay.
Right.
But most of the guys in his unit were, you know, mangled.
Not pretty bad, yeah.
Yeah, and then my cousin Matt was doing CAS evac in Afghanistan, and he was flying in with the helicopters, picking guys up, and flying them out. And so he's got the same problems with the sleep. Not so much of putting anybody down, just the sleeping part he struggles with. Okay.
Yeah, my brother has trouble with that too. She sent me the email. It's BrandonHandymanService@gmail.com.
Oh, easy. Brandon's Handyman Service. Is it services, plural, or just service? Oh, you're cutting out there. I think you're in a dead area. Oh, every time you get by the car, it cuts out. I don't know if it hooks up to your Bluetooth or what, but I can't hear you. Oh, there you go.
Okay, it's the beeper on the car was cutting me out.
Yeah, I feel like there's maybe like a Bluetooth on your car, so when you get in the car, like turn it over, I hear the beep first, and then all of a sudden you cut out. I don't know if it like hooks up to that or what's going on.
Yeah, it's set to automatically hook up usually when I'm driving. I'm trying to fondle with the phone to answer it, you know.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, that's a smart system to have. All right, so I got your business profile set up, but we're going to have to do a client interview with you, and this is where we interview on all the services you provide, the areas that you travel to, and then we're going to want to pick your brain on how you want the website to look. Your other half is more than welcome to join us if you want to schedule it for the afternoon. I have like a 6 to 7 Eastern Standard Time available.
She won't get home until about 7 o'clock. But, are you available tomorrow?
Yeah, I could do tomorrow anytime from like 10 to 7 p.m. I mean, we have earlier times today, too. I was just throwing that out there because it sounds like she helps you out a lot with the online stuff.
She handles, you know, a lot of the online computer stuff and design and business cards and accounts. Lord, gosh, she definitely handles.
Yeah, I mean, we definitely want to have her involved because there's like a tracking system that we give you. And if you're missing calls, then it'll actually still save the people's number and, like, what they were looking for. That's a useful tool. So that way you have kind of like a pipeline of leads in between job opportunities that she can go through or kind of manage that and keep you busy, you know.
Okay, that sounds great. If we can we schedule that for tomorrow evening at 6?
Yep. I will. I'm going to schedule it. I'm going to send you a calendar invitation to the email that we have on file here. And then I'm also going to text you about 1 hour before just to remind you.
Okay.
If anything pops up or changes, just let me know at that time and I could reschedule it. But I do want to try to get it knocked out as soon as possible. I usually do them like same day so that way we can get it, you know, website up and running right away.
Yeah, that would be great. Unfortunately, it works about – excuse me. She works about 60 miles from where I'm at right now.
Oh, okay. All right, I understand.
We both drive about an hour in opposite directions to work.
Oh, geez. You're missing each other all day. I know how that goes. I just,
the wonderful thing about living in a rural area, it's, I was telling you, see,
yeah, there's something different about West Virginia, though. I mean, that's got to be a pretty drive. It can't be that bad, especially coming into fall. You know, starting
and
to get
roads,
the colors.
Mountains to deal with all the time, you know.
Yeah, but it's beautiful. Trust me, you're not missing a lot. I mean, you come out to the city and it's gross and people everywhere. It's like, you know.
Yeah. I was stationed out in San Diego what time I was in, so you know it's definitely different.
Yeah, that we're right next to there at Camp Pendleton.
Yeah, I was on Pendleton.
Yeah, we're in Newport Beach in Orange County, so we're like a half hour. Yeah, we're like a half hour north of Pendleton.
I hung out up there a good bit.
Yeah, my brothers too. That's why the whole family. Yeah, they used to be able to drive home sometimes. They would come surprise us out of nowhere to give them a little breather, and they'd pop up out of nowhere in full issue. You know, what are you doing? Put me in a headlock. Wondering when I'm going to enlist. I'd never. All right. Yeah, but that's a crazy place over there. How long were you in the service?
I got to do 3 years active, and then I was actually medically discharged myself. I messed my back up. They couldn't rehabilitate me, so they sent me home.
It
was right after Obama passed the Fit for Service Act.
Oh, man.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you.
Yeah.
I just sent her the code. She was asking me what the code was you had sent. I just got to send it to her, so she's trying to work with me over text.
Okay. Yeah, we'll keep her in the loop. What's her her first name, Brandon?
Colleen, C-O-L-E-E-N.
And then what's her phone number? We're not going to call her, but I just want it on file. If she ever calls in, I'm going to give her full access to the profile to make any changes for you.
Okay. 304?
304.
809. 1735.
And she spells it with two L's and two E's?
One L, two E's.
Okay, gotcha. McClanahan. All right, I added her to it.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, that is. I'm married to my wife. She takes care of the boys at home. I got two little boys, so.
Yeah, I got two girls and a boy myself.
Oh, yeah. The kids are, gives you something to look forward to. That's what helped my brother out a lot when he got out of the service. He had my nephew, and I go, look, you know, you got something to focus on.
Sorry about all the noise.
No, it's okay. Everybody I work with is a business owner, Brandon, so I hear crazy stuff all day long.
Nice.
All right. So I got this profile set up and the client interview squared away, and I got Colleen added to it. So last thing I got to do is secure your first month's payment. So in terms of securing your first month's payment of the $299, Brandon, how did you want to do that? Oh, I think you got close to the truck again because I can't hear you. All right, I think we got to give it a second. Hello? Brandon, I lost you. It says the call is still live, but I can't hear you. I don't know if you can hear me, but I'm going to try to call you back.